Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be on this beautiful Eden we call Earth. I'm George Freund. We have a lot of information to pass your way in the Great War of the 21st century. The war that no one really talks about. The war for your heart, the war for your mind, the war for your soul. And it's a war we're taking a lot of casualties in. The biggest casualty we're taking is the liberty casualty, the freedom casualty. For the fear, the panic are being used to drive us as a herd into the slaughter pens. And there we'll wait for our lethal injections and see what is this pandemic, what is this solution. Is it a final solution? Found a couple of very disturbing things in Dr. Peter McCullough's message board from other doctors and great thinkers in the United States. We have to protect each other's privacy and not reveal who said what to who and how. But the material is just overwhelming. One of the contributors put in a report, the SARS-CoV-2 Delta variant is poised to acquire complete resistance to wild-type spike vaccines. So this report isn't peer-reviewed yet, but it's just chilling that it will not work. It cannot work. Accompanying that was an article from the Israeli Times. Health Ministry chief says coronavirus spread reaching record heights. So it isn't working. So the Health Ministry Director General Nachman Ash said Tuesday that the current wave of coronavirus infections is surpassing anything seen in the previous outbreaks, and he is disappointed that a recent downward trend appeared to be reversing. That is very disturbing. One of the contributors to the message board is a former researcher with World Health Organization, Health and Human Services, and he illustrated this in graphs and put his comments in there, and they are chilling. And he says, it won't be too long that you won't even be able to put this on a graph or on a piece of paper, because it will grow so greatly, exponentially. So we're facing a very, very difficult time with a lot of flaming idiots who believe the narrative, who accept it, who will willingly walk into the slaughter pens and into the valley of the shadow of death with no illusions of ever liberating themselves. And it is so sad, really. The sad part is that they want to drag the rest of us, the healthy, the aware, the sentient, with them. And that is also deeply disturbing. I heard a short clip of Dr. Tenpenny that I want to play. It's only about 60 seconds long. And it's chilling, too, because she talks about basically the shedding and what we pick up and what people pick up. And a quick little answer from her perspective on how she handles it, because she's experienced it too. Can we play that clip of Dr. Tenpenny, Todd?
The people that are vaccinated are becoming as much of a weapon as the shot themselves. They are transmitting something, because people who are unvaccinated, when they are around vaccinated people, they are getting sick. They're getting rashes, they're getting cough, they're getting fever. I had an experience where I was exposed to someone and I lost, my tongue got numb, I got numbness in my lips. I had some memory loss for about an hour before I took a whole bunch of ivermectin and vitamin D and went and sat in the sauna and drank a bunch of water. I have a really good friend who, as soon as she hugged someone who was recently vaccinated, left her office, went out in the parking lot, got a horrifying nosebleed. She's never had a nosebleed in her life, and she almost couldn't get it stopped. We have case reports of children being around vaccinated teachers who they get nosebleeds and their eyes bleed. I have another really good friend who's been around a bunch of vaccinated people who started her period and didn't stop bleeding for almost 3 months.
Wow.
We have postmenopausal women who are starting to bleed that just by being around vaccinated people. We have an isolated case report, not verified, but an isolated case report of a 22-month-old little girl that spent the weekend with vaccinated grandparents and came home and started bleeding vaginally and passing clots. And I could go on and on and on.
Yes, indeed. She could go on and on and on. I felt those things myself. And sometimes, like, you just feel squirrely. You know, it's not like I'm getting any younger, and is this something new? But I hugged a vaccinated person who came back from a holiday, went to see her mother in a nursing home in Europe. And I felt ill afterwards. Just really uncomfortable and ill. And that's about the only thing different that I've done in a couple of few weeks before that. And I know it. And sometimes I feel strange things in my head when I'm around vaccinated people. So the shedding is real. She offers a few suggestions on how to deal with that. We have a government. You have a government. I have a government. Everybody's got a government that's trying to force you into this treatment that brings on these effects, where you basically become a bioweapon to infect other people with the elements in there. And this is a big dividing line in society around the world, and we all have to choose. I choose God, and I choose his immune system. I think everyone understands the concept of a motor vehicle runs on a certain kind of fuel. If you don't put the right fuel in it, the engine stalls and sputters. You may just completely quit or burn out. And it's like that with your body. You need the right fuel. And if you don't get it, you'll sputter and stall and maybe completely cease to operate, because God demanded that fuel to keep your immune system healthy so you could persevere through this. Joe Biden is trying to force as many people in America as possible to take this. And it reminded me of an old song. And, you know, sometimes when you say it in song, it's a lighter way to get the message across. And Johnny Paycheck was the name. And we're going to take this job and shove it.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give a shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. Line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
Indeed, 220,000 American military service members are saying no to Biden's forced COVID injections. They file a lawsuit claiming they have already got natural immunity. And natural immunity is the best immunity, because you can't get it anymore. That's something Dr. McCullough made very, very clear, is it's a one-up. like chickenpox. You can't get it again. So even if you have one variant, you have immunity from all the variants. So he had an early variant. He's immune. He can go anywhere, touch anything, do anything. What will destroy your natural immunity is taking the injection. Bingo. Checkmate. And we have to wonder and ask ourselves, who is doing this and why? I think it's very, very obvious who's doing it and why. Satanists, enemies, domestic enemies, foreign enemies, that want to completely defeat the Western world and civilization and wage war on God's creation, primarily the species created in his image, to just destroy the sanctified DNA and eliminate as many of them as possible from existence, if possible, and turn us into something completely else. That is very disturbing, but backed up. Because we had an incident back in the days when Mr. Trump was president. It's in a new book by Bob Woodward, that General Milley was in contact with China's top general. He took two back-channel phone calls with him. And we have to wonder, what would he say? Well, it's pretty obvious when we look at what he did. What he proudly proclaims is that he neutered President Trump. He went to all the high-ranking military officers and told them, you cannot do anything unless you clear it with me, that I have to have your solemn, sacred obedience to that, that the president can do nothing with the military without General Milley's okay, based on collusion with a Chinese general. We look historically at Benedict Arnold and try to say we had treason. Did we? Yes. And what do we have now? Something that almost makes that look like a joke. In July, Chinese President Xi Jinping said, anyone who dares try to do that will have their heads bashed bloody against the Great Wall of Steel forged by 1.4 billion Chinese people. And basically, that's to exert any type of power or influence in the People's Republic of China. In the People's Daily, there was an article called, Everyone Can Feel That a Profound Change is Underway. And he made it very, very clear, because this is the mouth organ of the Chinese government, completely and totally. And Chinese people are pretty much under the gun to read the statements published in their press of what the Chinese government has. It said, China is currently facing an increasingly severe and complex international environment. The United States is implementing increasingly severe military threats, economic and technological blockades, financial strikes, political and diplomatic siege against China, and is launching biological warfare, cyber warfare, and public opinion against China. Wars and space wars with increasing intensity, launched a color revolution against China through the fifth column within China. Those are very, very heavy words. They mince no softness in any way, shape, or form that we are involved in the ultimate of cold wars, just less than hot war, but with a biological element loose among us that came from Wuhan. There's no mistake about that. Dr. Bregan outlines it very, very clearly in his book, COVID-19 and the Global Predators, and so do many other physicians. There's no mistake. China is considering taking over the U.S. Army base in Afghanistan. Well, imagine that. And what's one of the big dangers of that is you can have all the latest American military equipment handed over in ideal, pristine condition to a potential enemy, to be analyzed and dissected completely and totally so that they can defeat all these weapons platforms in the hands of Americans and kill them. And this is all brought to you by Chinese Biden. When you have an enemy in the White House, you are at serious, serious odds. One of the other Power Hour news things, it's kind of a little bizarre, because one of the Chinese is left out, Comrade Trudeau. Canada left out as U.S., U.K., Australia strike deal to counter China. I pretty much look at Australia as completely under the submission of the Chinese. The U.K. and the United States as well. There's an election going on here in Canada, and it seems highly likely the Conservative candidate, Erin O'Toole, has been, what do they, call it, groomed, picked, selected to take over the realm. I've heard that a month ago, that Trudeau's out. Everywhere he goes, he's followed by an angry mob. It's not good for business. And that the illusion of an election will be rigged to put O'Toole in power. And what is O'Toole but another tool of the New World Order? He made it very plain in his French debate that he will carry on the policies of the Great One, going after civilian firearms ownership, to ban Trudeau's weapons of war, he calls them, primarily anything under an AR platform, and some war souvenirs and relics that I've never even heard of before, and would probably take a miracle to ever get to work again, are all going prohibited to be banned. And there's a reason for that, too, because when the ground is taken over, you can't have a civilian resistance movement to impede the overthrow of your country. So I see nothing good in AUKUS, but we are really in the thick of it. And how we get out of the thick of it is going to be the challenge of a lifetime. Something very important for people to understand is you need a defense wall in your body in this time of war. It is essential that you do. A very popular conservative radio talk show host and minister passed away from the alleged coronavirus, they say. His name was Bob Enyart from Denver, Colorado. And he used to say, mock people who died of AIDS and such like that. So you don't expect that they'd have anything but a smear piece against him. But the Washington Post article that announced his death said he died of COVID-19. When you read the article, the Jefferson County coroner confirmed that Enyart had died. The coroner was unable to say when he died or provide any official cause of death, citing privacy issues. So they say they don't know, but they're hanging the COVID black flag on his door that he died of COVID, and he may very well have. It was obviously probably some type of upper respiratory infection, and the beauty of God's herbs and the treatment protocols, which we'll be discussing in the next hour with Dr. Joel Hirschhorn, is they work on a multitude of upper respiratory infections. And one of the primary protocols from Dr. Zelenko was quercetin, vitamin D, and zinc. Things that you can get pretty much everywhere, but something that is highly prized in Power Mall. And Power Mall has a new 30-day whole food vitamin system, Purely Pack, and it's 10% off for the introductory special. And it's very important to have your vitamins. And I look at this poor pastor, because I know Mr. Steele, he had a bad diet, I'm told, from people who knew him. You can carry hydroxy and ivermectin, but if your immune system's 100% up to par, you'll never need it. But it doesn't hurt to have it. And for me, the quercetin is something I take all the time because it's good for a whole host of other things for your body, especially coronary things, which can come and bite you when you least expect it to. But Purely backpack has vitamin A, D, E, a B complex, vitamin C, bioflavonoids, EPA, DHA, astaxanthin, fat-soluble vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Now, you can't go wrong with that, because you're putting good fuel in your body to keep your immune system at its peak at a time when you need it more than anything. Because like the thief in the night, this will come upon you when you least expect it. And it's supposed to come in very lightly and then really overwhelm you in a very short period of time. So we can't take it lightly at all. Steve Quayle was interviewed by Mike Adams, and that's one, you know, that could keep you up at night, like ghost and goblin stories to a child almost, expecting an imminent collapse to take down America before the 2022 midterms. And if we're foolish enough to go for people who are, it's bad enough they've been double vaxxed, but if you go for this booster shot, it's pretty much like you're opening the door to hell. And that we will see something akin to what Elon Musk said, a population collapse. And I hate to see it going that far. But when a herd of buffaloes decides to charge off a cliff, it's kind of hard to stop them. And the human race has put itself in a position where they're like a herd of buffaloes, steaming off that cliff. And we have to do something about it, those of us that remain. And the biggest part is to prepare for it. Physically and emotionally first. A disturbing report I heard from down under from Max Egan on one of his broadcasts was how many people are suffering psychological traumas through this, and he was putting out a call for psychologists to step up to the plate and maybe be connected with people to talk over things. Well, the biggest power that you have is God. No matter how dark the dungeon, no matter how deep the hole, no matter how great the catastrophe, you hook up to the Creator that made it all, get His power, and you will find as you gain strength and as you are tempered, you will become the warrior, the survivor, to put all this to bed and get to the other side of it. I'm George Freund. This is Power Our Nation. We're glad to have you aboard.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Caps, Sinew Araga, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Relieve stress and anxiety and create calmness in your life with Tranquil, available today at thepowermall.com. For a limited time, buy one Tranquil and receive the second one absolutely free. That's right, buy one Tranquil and receive the second absolutely free at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us in the next hour, Dr. Joel Hirshhorn, medical specialist, a man who's going out on a limb with a new book, Pandemic Blunder, to tell us all about the protocols, the simple drug protocols that probably could have saved as many as 75 to 80-something% of the people who died of this pandemic or disease. And probably many of them just died from some sort of upper respiratory infection of one sort or another if they weren't outright murdered by the intubation and poor treatment, by not allowing treatment, that they never would have got to that stage. And it's a terrible, terrible, terrible shame to have the life preserver in your hand with the rope and someone's drowning and you're told by the government or medical bodies not to throw that in and let the person drown, then go in and fish him out. I just can't even imagine for the life of me that people obey those rules, but even worse, that someone would give them. And the people that they're applied to can't even comprehend what has happened. I find it very, very shocking. Very shocking indeed. Another thing I found very, very shocking is I had a clip from an Australian senator that was on Sky News, I believe, down there. And it just shows you the divisiveness that exists on this side that is pushing the pandemic and trying to force everyone into this pigeonhole of evil. And it was just like you were listening to any totalitarian in any age just before a genocide, because it's genocide talk to actually hate people, to hunt them down and get them. So admittedly, she's a Tasmanian senator, and their accent's a little bit different even than mainland Australia, but you get the gist of it. Can we play that clip, Todd?
Cash incentives. Where do you sit on this?
Oh, look, I'm not sure that that will drive people to come forward, to be honest with you, the cash incentives. I say this to everybody out there, whether you're hesitant about the vaccine or not, I think with this Delta strain, you're just going to have to resort to the fact you have to be vaccinated. Otherwise, I think that, further on down the track, you are going to miss out on things. There are things that are going to come back to bite. I think it's about time that those people that do not want a vaccine put other people first and their country first and their children first and their grandchildren first. And this cash payment stuff, I just, You know, I just don't, you're either going to, if you're not going to get vaccinated, I don't think the cash payment is actually going to help, mate. But once again, you know, we've got this Delta strain running around. It is going to get worse every day from here on in. The more people that we have vaccinated, the better. It's a shame that, you know, those vaccinations weren't brought in and we didn't have them settled in the country 18 months ago and that 70 or 80% of us weren't vaccinated and people have had time to sit there the last 18 months and contemplate on this and let it chew at them while they're at lockdown whether or not they should be vaccinated. That's been the worst situation that we could have put ourselves in. So I'm asking people out there, do the right thing by your children and your grandchildren and your country and go out there as soon as you can. When you can get vaccinated, go and get it.
I just want to ask you about this story that's been published in the NT News today. It's the Central Land Council that's offering $500 to Indigenous Australians to go and get the jab. Now, since that's happened, the take-up has gone from 4 out of 200 people to 50%, so up to 100 people. So, I mean, in that instance, do you believe it can work?
Those Indigenous communities run very differently than the rest of the country. You know, you'll find a lot of those Indigenous, those smaller communities have not got work within them. They will take that money. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. I'm just not sure it's going to work outside of those smaller Indigenous communities.
Yeah.
Good on them for coming forward and then taking that money, if that's a way that they have to get those communities to sign up to it, because they cannot actually communicate and get it through to them. This is what needs to be done. But for the rest of us on the outside of those communities, I think we just do the right thing and do what's right by the country. And get those jabs.
And what about just a final one on this point? When you get to that later stage, you know, the hope is that we will accelerate towards 60, 70% complete vaccination rate, and then we may start to hit hurdles as, you know, you've got the anti-vaxxers who make up a certain percentage, then you've got a certain percentage of people who will still be hesitant. Will something be needed in that space towards the back end?
I think people are getting quite agitated right out there now outside, Pete, and those anti-vaxxers out there, that 20-30% are the ones out there are protesting on the streets and doing that sort of thing. I think you're going to find the rest of us coming at you lock, stock and barrel, and we're going to be putting the pressure on you fairly hard, because the rest of us that are trying to do the right thing by the country and our kids and get vaccinated and do the right thing, I think for you we're going to start to get even more agitated and we're going to start to get more hardcore, and I think that's what you're going to see, massive division out there, and it'll be us on the front foot. That's what I think is going to happen. I think the tide is going to turn on those anti-vaxxers out there, and you are really going to feel the heat.
Okay.
So indeed, I think we can cut that there, Todd.
Mandatory vaccine.
You're going to feel the hate. And you love all these lefties. They always come around talking about love, how they love everybody. But we're going to hate, and we're going to come after you lock, stock, and barrel. For people who don't know, those were the component parts of a flintlock. So they're coming after you with weapons. The lock, the stock, and the barrel. Maybe you have a bayonet on it or not, I don't know. But that's what they're prepared to do. So we saw that at a Toronto protest. They had another nurses' protest across the country. I walked by the Toronto one, and I'm told afterwards that they had the pro-side or paid agitators to come to harass the anti-vax crowd outside the hospitals. It's your body. It's your sovereign temple to God. And they have no right to tell you what to put in it. In that regard, especially something that's going to make life-altering changes to your DNA. You have a right to resist that. And the groupthink of the totalitarian, the communist, the fascist, whatever they may be, you can just sum them up perhaps as globalist, is very, very obvious. But we are in a hardcore news information war. Rebel News here in Canada did a Freedom of Information Act request. And this is probably something a lot of Americans may want to look into to some degree. Because they found out that before the election, Comrade Trudeau paid $61 million to over 1,500 journalism organizations. And they published a list. I put it on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, in the video section, so you can hear the Rebel News report with a link to the list, so you can look up your favorite little piece of propaganda and see where it comes from. And it almost got me to the point now where I don't even want to listen to corporate media at all. Catherine Graham of the Washington Post said it you could buy a reporter for the price of a good call girl. Well, $61 million, Trudeau must have some awesome call girls. And even the level of infiltration into media would even be like hobby organizations, you know, coffee table journals. One of them was even the CAA, which is the equivalent of the AAA, Automobile Association magazine, even though they do nothing really political at all. But they were even bribed. And then the big national magazine, Maclean's, the one who outed the massacre on the East Coast, that the alleged killer was getting payolas in cash, like an RCMP informant from an armored car company, and they had video to prove it. Well, those reporters went silent after that story broke. So was a little cash changed hands again? So there is no fair fight. There is no free media. It's all bought and paid for. And if you think for a minute that the Democratic monster hasn't bought and paid for American media, even like the smallest town little newspaper was bribed with this slush fund. And I'm sure it wasn't the first. I think he's given away $1.5 billion over his tenure as prime minister, primarily to the CBC. And I'm sure it won't be the last if they put this traitor back in office again. This is what we fight. One of the alternative parties here in Canada is the People's Party of Canada. I went to one of their functions on the weekend with my son. They had a barbecue, and you know, I thought this is just like a nice relaxing time with fellow travelers, because it's about the only place that people who don't believe in the vaccine or the forced treatments can find redress with a larger party. I'm dubious of the fact that they got money so fast to run in all the ridings across Canada. There's a few they couldn't find candidates for, but they had the funds, which is, you don't go from zero to that so quickly. So the big thing is, where did the money come from? And people are trying to point out that when the leader, Maxime Bernier, was a federal cabinet minister in a conservative government, he was hand and foot involved with George Soros and the Tides Foundation some 15 years ago. And Joanne Menny, the attendee at most of these meetings, was one of his primary assistants. And she became the director of the People's Party. I'm told from a candidate that she is no longer involved with them. But that may only be because they got caught. One of the other issues that came up is that Trudeau gave $260 million to the AIIB, a Chinese bank. And that Chinese bank was padding pockets for people to be a hedge pot of votes and maybe a destabilizing element that this party was just created to bleed off conservative support so that Trudeau wins the election and that China keeps their master spy in place. But with O'Toole backing off on his commitment for gun owners, which I look at as a stab in the back before he even got there, that I expect no more, no less, that he won't stab us in the back again. Trudeau put out some type of survey to feel people out, because he's already committed himself that he's going to ban handguns, about banning hunting rifles and shotguns. So you see, we're being led to a complete and total prison system. Make no mistake about it. The communist always uses like the death of a thousand slices to take you apart. And they're very, very good at it. The trouble with us is, even in the face of it, we somehow don't seem to catch on for some strange reason or another. I stumbled upon a great old film from 1966. It's a B-movie, but with a lot of great actors that you'll probably recognize. I posted it on my website. It's called Cyborg 2087. And it has a lot to say about things I've had a lot to say about. The things that go bump in the night stuff. But seemingly a great invention came up where governments can control your mind through radio telepathy. And I guess if we get enough graphene oxide in our injections, that's a fait accompli. So a cyborg comes back from the future to tell the inventor not to follow through on this invention to save the future from a complete and total mind control slave state of humanoid critters. And that is part of Canadian government policy that I discovered for one of the candidates that was running in Kitchener-Waterloo for this People's Party. You know, I brought that up to him. It just floored him. And how come this is not an election issue? Exploring bio-digital convergence. Because it says quite clearly they're going to turn us into cyborgs. It just boggles my mind, really, that we could be so easily led into a trap. So easily. And we don't think, even for a moment, about what this is. Max Egan found an Australian document that just blows your socks off. Because this has been a plan for a long time. It's called Australia's National Action Plan for Health Security 2019 to 2023. And it's developing a strategy for the use of full genome microbial data for national disease surveillance. 196 countries are participating. That pretty much means all of them, I think, unless there's a little tiny backwater somewhere that isn't. That they will have your DNA in a global gulag system to integrate you into the matrix. These plans were ready in 2018. Trudeau was ready for the nanolipid particle delivery system in 2018. They only told us about the plague in 2019. To frog march us through coercion, bribery, and ultimately outright force into this system. And we don't seem to have anybody coming from the future, from 2087, to tell us we're making the biggest mistake you could ever make. I find that in the Bible. It's in there for anyone who wants to read it or look at it. It's very, very clear that this is the end of the biblical age and the beginning of this new age, the Tekia, that I've described before. And you will be marched into this, where you will lose your soul, that you will be held in captivity, a prisoner of whatever Borg matrix they decide to put together. This is just unbelievable from a technological standpoint. But that we are so naive, so uninformed, that we could actually do it and actually like to do it and demand to do it. Came across another film on my days off, because sometimes you just like to chill and turn it off, you know. And one of them was Robert Redford's more recent film, 2017, The Discovery, about where you go after you die. Where does your soul go? It's a very profound film. And in the film, they're alleging you relive your life again in a loop, which is kind of cool. Many people have had understandings like that, but very, very deep. But if we take away that and we're trapped in a box, in the cloud, whatever that means, and I think that means the computer cloud, there is no escape. We'll be trapped there forever, and we can never loop. We can never come back. We can never go to what we think is heaven. We'll just be stuck in the hell that is another dimension, without time, without space, without reality. We'll never be able to get out. And this is what Satan would ultimately have for us. Not that they just change our physical makeup, but turn us into anti-life, anti-Christ, with the mark of the beast system that this injection is. And people are so far removed from God, they can't even begin to contemplate
even slightly, there is one. And even the age-old understanding of 666, the mark of the beast, is lost on most people, even though now it's in their bodies. And they're quite prepared to force others to take it, to give it to their children, their family, and completely give up on their faith and understanding that we are God's children. We are his people. We are created in his image, and we have eternal life, but not in the Matrix. France said it killed ISIS leader behind deaths of U.S. soldiers and hails a big victory. I get the feeling most of these ISIS leaders were actually intelligence agents for the deep state, New World Order, the globalists, completely and totally. They do their bidding, and then when they are finished with, they're retired, and then people have forgotten exactly all the circumstances, and there's a great hue and cry to say, we got them, we got them, we got them, and they were probably dumb enough to be a useful idiot to have been suckered into this in the first place. Canada's Alberta province brings in vaccine passport, as Premier apologized, because it is the mark of the beast system. And this is just another step into this, where there'll be no buying or no selling without the mark of the beast, because you have to use your Satan phone to scan your QR card. Which, by the way, when you scan one of those cards, everything on your phone is accessible. Nudge, nudge. Wink, wink. COVID-19, France suspends 3,000 unvaccinated health workers. Well, good for you. Because when this falls apart, as master plans of human people usually do, the only hope we'll have are those who took their skills and got out. Because if everything caves, which I expect to be the case, as this starts to bear fruit, poison fruit from a poison tree, those will be the only people we have left to rely on without calling 1-800-PLA for help. CDC numbers reveal nearly 1 in 500 Americans dead from Chinese coronavirus. Some 660,380 people have died. Cases, 41,262,000. Well, if that's true, that we have that many cases, especially if you're still living and breathing, then we have a lot of immunity. And we don't need the vaccine. Moderna says COVID-19 vaccine protection wanes, makes case for booster. Of course, because the first two shots aren't killing you properly. And as we see from the Israeli example, it's the booster that is the wooden stake through your heart. And if that don't get you, there's one after that, and one after that, and one after that, because you won't have an immune system. And I'm also reading, like I was speculating before, that they're going to mix it with the flu vaccine. So if you take the flu vaccine, make no bones about it, you're getting nanoparticles in the broth. COVID-1984, National Health Service in Britain said the VaxPass app is sharing your user facial recognition data with the police. And in Britain, they used a company called Entrust. Entrust was a Nazi German family, the Quant family. They own that company. They're the ones saying papers. They're the ones connecting you to the police database. The Quant family owned slave labor factories that made batteries. Dozens of people died every week in those factories. They profited from that. They got away pretty unscathed. Magda Quant married Joseph Goebbels. You can't get more Nazi than that, because Adolf was at the wedding. It's got to tell you what the other side really stands for and how well they have mastered propaganda as a weapon of war. Los Angeles County to require vaccination proof at bars and large events. I seldom ever go to anything like that, so I really never notice, because I put my pursuits into other more godly things. The spectacles, just as they were in ancient Rome, mean nothing to me. They're just diversions. And I would prefer to be closer to understanding God, closer to understanding reality, what's happening, and save as many brothers and sisters as possible from this blight. Because we will be the remnant. This will be the great Passover. That our DNA will be pure, our thoughts will be pure, our minds will be pure, and the rest of this won't matter. It will fade away. The Bible says, in an instant, perhaps, as they turn on the 5G, or even the 6G,
and it will all change. But we will remain pure and heartfelt and protected. Biden administration considering removing right of travel for the unvaccinated. So that's just another part of the coercion. It is your basic human right, even as described in the United Nations Charter, that you have the right to move freely in your country and between countries. They are human rights violators. But then what would you expect from a company that profited from killing Americans in World War II and even World War I? The Quant family made uniforms for the Germans to keep them warm and comfortable while they were killing your kin. Biden's smug defense secretary refuses to testify on Afghanistan, likely to be subpoenaed. Not that that will make much difference. I remember another American leader being quizzed about a faux pas, but she had an answer for it. What difference does it make? And a very good, noble American was dragged through a street, beaten and tortured and killed. And people just walked away and didn't care anymore. This is the weight of evil that we have upon us. We let them get away with everything because they control the media. They control the narrative. They create and invent the narratives. And everyone must be an advocate. Just when they use that word like anti-vaxxer, oh, you're an anti-vaxxer, as if that's like some commandment from God. But we throw those away. They don't matter. It's just you can't be independent and free and take foreign substances in your body that cause you harm greater and more with passing year and shot. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. We're going to be back on the other side with Dr. Joel Hirshhorn, a great physician and healer and loyal American.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817.